Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Samach Beis, 10 lines on the top of Daf Samach Beis of Aleph. Amar Rava, Rava states, Hanesin Dizin Zav Leisha, if Reuven gives a gold coin to Rachel, Va'amalon, he says to Rachel, Hizari Bai, Shel Kesef Hud, I want you to guard it because it's made of silver. So Rava teaches us that there's a chiluk between what happens to the coin, as Hizi Kasai, if Rachel goes and destroys the coin by throwing it into the sea, for example, and therefore it's a Hezek B'Yadayim, Mishalemas Dina Zav, then Rachel will be responsible to pay the full value of this dina zav, even though that she thought that this dina was made of silver, mishum da amalah, because Reuven tells Rachel, my havelach kabei, the askasei, what would the reason be that you went and was mazik this coin biyadayim, and since you mazik biyadayim, you definitely have to pay the full value of whatever you were mazik. And as Rashi says, my havelach kabei, the askasei biyadayim, shesusafay, that you burnt it, oisha shlachter liyam, or you threw it into the sea, v'lei domi l'mashal makam l'chaveir, l'hagdish sa'ir, v'hagdish chitim, damar l'el, ein mishalam, d'mei sa'irin. And this is not similar to the case that we had at the top of the Amid. Reuven gave permission to Shimon to store his barley in his field, and instead Shimon placed wheat in his field. And we said before that Reuven will only be chayiv to pay Dmei Seirin. And as Rashi explains, the Mavid loy mazik biyadayim hu, as over there we're not talking about someone that was mazik someone biyadayim, ela pesheya, he's chayiv because he was pesheya, ki lechsev, ki seitze eish me'atzma. Therefore, since you're only mekabel shmira on the Seirim, so you're only going to be chayiv for Seirim and not for chitim. However, over here, where she went and was mazik something biyadayim, certainly she's going to be chayiv for the full value. And our Gemara continues, Pashaboy, however, if Rachel was Pesheya and she didn't meet her standard of care for Shemar, and she didn't guard the Dina Zav properly, and the Dina Zav got lost, Mishalem and Shel Kesef, then Rachel will only have to pay a Dina Shel Kesef. As the Amalei, as Rachel says to Reuven, Nithirusa the Kasper Kedubila Lai, Nithirusa the Hava Lai Kabila Lai, when I accepted a chiv to guard this item, I only thought that it was silver, and therefore I only accepted myself responsibility to protect a silver coin, and since I never was mekabel myself to guard a gold coin, therefore you can't be mechayiv me to pay for a gold coin. Nixayis explains in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, the difference between the first case of Rava and the second case of Rava is that in the second case where she lost the coin, so she was a shomer, and the shomer is only chayiv to Reuven based on the fact that they were mekabel to guard the item, and it was done l'rutsaynoi, and they had a basic contract between each other, and therefore since Rachel never accepted upon herself to guard a gold diner, therefore, she wasn't considered Shomer regarding a Dina Zav, and she's only considered Shomer b'negei a Dina Shel Kesef. However, when Rachel goes and throws the coin into the sea, in that case, it's based on being mazik something b'yadayim, and the Torah mechayiv you based on the actual value of whatever you were mazik, and it's not based on the chi of Shmir that you had. Nixayis actually points out that Lafid, the way he's explaining this idea, even if Rachel knew at some point that this Dina was not made of silver, and instead it was made of gold, and she was still Pesheya, and she still lost the Dina Shel Zav, she will still not be chayiv because ultimately she never accepted upon herself to become a shomer for a Dina Shel Zav. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Asoyim b'di Rav Mastisala, you learned this din from Rava, Anam Mastisa Pshitlan, we understood this din from the previous brisa that we had at the top of the Amid. As the brisa stated, Chitan v'chivim b'serin, Reuven gave permission to Shimon to place Chitan in his field. Shimon placed a whole pile of wheat in the Reuven's field, however he covered up with Sarin, and therefore Reuven thought that there was Sa'irin in his field, or Sa'irin v'chibim v'chitin, or Reuven gave permission to Shimon to place his barley in his field. Shimon placed barley in Reuven's field, however he covered it with chitin. Ein mishalma al d'mei Sa'irin bilvad, then Reuven will only be chayiv to pay for the value of Sa'irin. And it seems clear from Rashi that the raya is from the second case. In the case where Reuven gave permission to Shimon to store his barley there, then Reuven was basically saying to Shimon that I'm only going to be your shomer for your Sa'irin and not for your chitin. And we see that even though Reuven saw that with chitin that were covering the Sa'irin, that even so, Reuven's only going to be chayiv for a pile of Sa'irim, and Reuven won't be responsible to pay Shimon back for any of his wheat. And therefore, Mordechai proves to Rav Ashi from this brisa that Alma Amalei in the Terusa de Sa'iri Kabila Lai, we see from here that Reuven could say to Shimon that only was mekabel himself to guard the Sa'irim, even though it's true that you lost chitim, but ultimately I'm not responsible for that. And Hachanami, therefore, in our case with the Dina Shel Zav, Amalei, Rachel says to Reuven, the Terusa de Dava Lai Kabila Lai, I was never mekabel to be a guard for you, Dina Shel Zav, and therefore I'm not responsible, and I'm only chayiv to pay back a Dina Shel Kesef. And the Mefarshim are bothered that why did Gemara bring a raya from this last case of the Braisa in the case of Sa'irim v'chivim b'chitin? If l'chayr, we could have brought a raya from the second case of the Braisa, where we saw in the case of Sa'irim v'chivim b'chitin, where Reuven gave permission to Shimon to place his barley there, and instead Shimon placed a full pile of wheat there, that Reuven is only chayiv to pay for a pile of barley. And l'chayr, that case is exactly the similar case of Rav's scenario of Hanaisin Dina Zav L'Isha, v'amal Hazari by Shalkesefu, as in this case as well, Rachel gave permission to Reuven to give her a Dina Shalkesef, and ultimately it was more expensive and was Dina Shalzav, which is similar to the case of Sarim Vehigdish Chitin. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the machlekas we had between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, B'negei Tom Be'esh. And as we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayev Reuven even to pay for Tom Be'esh, and the Chum argued and said, in a case where Reuven created a fire in his own Rishus, and then the fire spread and went to Shimon's Rishus, then there's a Gzeiras HaKasav that tells us that a person not chayev for Tamim Be'esh. However, let's keep in mind that certainly the Chum made Rabbi Yehuda in a case where Reuven actually made a fire in Shimon's Rishus, therefore we consider him a Mazik Be'edayim. Even Tanakama agrees that the Gzeiras HaKasav that pathes you from Tamim Be'esh doesn't apply in that scenario, and as we learned in the Mishnah, that if Reuven makes a fire and he burns down the house of Shimon, and he made this fire in Shimon's Rishus, then the Chum HaMoida, that you're going to pay anything that was in the home, Shekin Derek B'nei Adam L'Anich B'batim, as certainly it's normal for people to keep all types of things in their homes. As we saw, Rava said that the only time the Chum said that you're going to be chayiv to pay Kol Mash B'teicha is only something similar to a home where people place all types of things in their home, and therefore when Reuven actually damaged this item, he should have realized that potentially there's going to be all types of valuables in the home. However, if Reuven went and burned down a stack of wheat in Shimon's field, even though he did that B'edayim, well, in that case, Reuven will only be chayiv on Kalim Shedakin Lahatman Begodish, Kugoy Merigan Kli Baka. However, Kalim Sheindak Lahatman Begodish, for example, like a wallet, Loy Mishalim, and although Rabbi Huda holds that Reuven would still have to pay for the wallet, however, the Tanakama holds that Reuven would not have to pay for the wallet. Based on this Hakdama, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Shamas Milsal Rabbi Huda, Vloydana Mahi, I heard a din that's relevant to Rabbi Huda Shita, that Rabbi Huda is Mechai by Tom Beish. However, I don't remember what I heard. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel states, Vloyada Abba Maishmele, does Rav not know what he heard, and the Lashon Abba is referring to Rav as either Rav's name was Abba, or they call him Abba based on him being the God of Adar, and therefore it was a Lashon Kavod. Shmuel continues, Rabbi Huda Mechayev on Niskei Tam Be'esh, what you heard was that according to Rabbi Huda that's Mechayev even by Niskei Tam Be'esh, also Takonis Nigzel B'ishai, and the Chum created Takonis Nigzel B'negei, a person that's Mazik through Eish as well. And Rashi explains, also Takonis Nigzel B'ishai, Kehechad Detik Rabbanon Nigzel Lishav Kama Gazel Yitol, and just like we have a din that if Reuven steals money from Shimon and Shimon claims that Reuven stole $1,000, and either Reuven claims that he's not sure how much he took, or Reuven claims that he actually stole less than that, that the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Shavuos that Shimon could make a shvua that Reuven stole from him $1,000, and Reuven will be responsible to pay $1,000 to Shimon. And of course, this is a din drabbanon and only takon drabbanon, because we know kol an shpoy in Shabbat Torah that all shvuas deraisa shvuas where once the person makes a shvua he'll be potter. However, over here where it's nishpoyin v'neglin, that's a shvua drabbanon. Rashi continues, kach tichnu beishai sheyishav ma hitman v'yital, that the Chum made the same takana b'negei the hezek of Eish, that if Reuven damages Shimon and he burns down Shimon's field, and Shimon had certain things that were hidden underneath his stacks of grain, and according to Rabbi Huda, Reuven's going to be chayiv even for the things that were tamun be'esh. In that case, if Reuven would claim that I'm not sure what was underneath the stack and I don't want to trust Shimon, the din is that Shimon could make a shvua and he could say that I swear that I had $1,000 beneath the stack, and Shimon will be able to collect that amount from Reuven. And Mefarshim explained that this is only in a case where it's possible that Shimon actually had $1,000. However, if we know that Shimon is actually very poor and it's impossible he had $1,000, then certainly we would not allow Shimon to make a shvua and take that amount, and we will see this concept a bit later on this Amid. Nayin Taisis Nir Maskel Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Niskei Tam Be'esh, that Taisis points out that even though Rav as well as Shmuel said that this member that they heard was relevant to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds it Yechayev by Tam Be'esh, and it's mashma that it's not relevant according to Rabbanon. However, Taisis tells us Rabbanon Nami have a Matzla Meimud Asta Kana Bebir B'chol Dava over Gadish B'Merigan, that even according to Rabbanon, in a case where you be Chayev for Tam Be'esh, for example, in the case where you went into the Rishus of your friend and you burnt down his home, where in the Mishnah we said that Yechayev for anything that was in the home, or in the case that we mentioned where Reuven went and made a fire in the Shimon's Rishus and he burnt down the Gadish of Shimon, and Shimon had farming tools underneath the pile, then Reuven would be Chayev. Certainly the Rabbanon would agree to this din that we just mentioned, that certainly we made the Takanas Nigzel B'Ishai, and therefore Shimon would be able to make a shvua that he had farming tools underneath the pile, or he had certain items in his home, and he'll be able to collect from Reuven. Taisis continues and explains, El Ravusa Ashminon, that the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is, the Rabbi Yehuda, Filu Arnaki Begadish, Asa Takanas Nigzel, that even in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where you're talking about something which is not normal to keep that underneath the Gadish, that even so, if Shimon makes a shvua and he swears that I had a wallet that was hidden in this pile of wheat, so since Shimon made a shvua that he had a wallet underneath the wheat, Reuven will be chayiv to pay for Shimon's wallet. And keep in mind, this is machlekes rishonim, if this din that we believe Shimon through making a shvua is only stating the case where the mazik is saying that I'm not sure what was hidden beneath the stack, but Reuven would say that I know for certain that there was no wallet underneath the stack, then we would not believe Shimon just by the fact that he made the shvua. Or do we say that even in a case where Reuven is buried and he says that I'm certain there was no wallet underneath the stack, that even so, Shimon can make a shvua and he will still be Neman, and Shimon will be able to collect the wallet from Reuven. This machlekes will also have an actual nafkamina benegeya case where the actual item was begolui and it was not an item which was hidden and which was tamun. The Rashi behold that this din that we just mentioned, avastu takanas nigzal beishai, is not only stated in the case of tamun beish, but even in a case where the item was begolui, then certainly in that case we would make a takana, and as long as the nizik makes a shvua, then it'll be able to be goyva for Reuven. And even though Reuven has a tainus bari and he said this item was begolui, and I saw clearly that that item was not burned down, and even so, Shimon has the manas. However, the Ravid argues in that, and he says that the only time that we said Ostakonis Nizal B'Ishoi is only in the case of Tom Beish, as in that case, the Mazik is a Shema. However, in the case where the Mazik would be Bari, for example, where the item would be Begolui, then the Nizik would not be able to swear and be able to collect from Reuven. Instead, Reuven will make a Shvua that he knows for certain that that item was not burnt up. Based on Reuven making a Shvua, Reuven would be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Baya Meima, Meima is the following Shaila, Ostakonis Nigzal B'Masa Eloi. Reuven informs on Shimon to the government and causes Shimon a loss of money. There's now a question as to how much money Shimon lost. And did we make the same takonis nigzal for someone that actually was harmed through a meisa or not? The Gemara explains the shayla alibi demanda amar loy danin dina dagami, that certainly according to demanda amar that we don't judge dina dagami loy tibay lacha. So certainly there's no question that since a meisa is considered a gami, therefore certainly Reuven will not be chayv to pay anything to Shimon, and even Shimon will make a shvua that's irrelevant. The mysterious nami loy daninon, as in the case where Reuven informs on Shimon, Reuven is not going to be chayev at all midine adam. And Amima continues, alakita baylecha, and when did I have a shayla alibi de manda amad dinin din de gami? According to the manda amad hold that we do judge din de gami. So in this case of a meisa, it's considered a case of gami, and Reuven is chayev to pay for any damages that he caused to Shimon. And the shayla is also taklas nigzal b'masa the mishtaba v'shakel oyloi. Do we say that at this point, if we're uncertain how much Shimon was damaged, can Shimon make a shvua and claim that he was damaged by $1,000 and now Reuven will have to pay him? Or do we say that we never established a takonis nigzal b'negei ha-meisar and Reuven would not have to pay? And the Gemara ends off, teiku, ayin teiz di ilmaskel also takonis nigzal b'masar loy kosva b'alfas, as we explained, kagun sheish edim shemasru, that there are edim that say that we're certain that Reuven went and was mastered on Shimon and he informed to the government on Shimon, and we know for certain that Shimon lost money, however we're not sure how much money Shimon actually lost. A little bit later in Taisis actually gets into the question that we mentioned as far as what the other party tain is, and Rabbeinu Thomas Mefarish to Hakboy that our shayla is k'sham misum machishasam himsa dumi denigzal b'shvuas degazu machishoy. The case of our Gemara is where Reuven claims that the damages that were incurred by Shimon were only $500, and Shimon claims that he lost $1,000, which is similar to the case of Gazlin, where we know that the case is that Gazlin was machishoy. Avam misa atzma ini deir kama. However, Taisis says if the misa himself doesn't know how much he actually caused the loss, yishav nimsa kama hisav v'yital. Then in that case, we don't even have a shayla, and it's clear since it's a case of bari v'shema, then certainly Shimon will be able to swear that he lost $1,000, and Shimon will be able to collect $1,000 for Reuven. And Taisis continues v'lari nira. However, the re is chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and he says the hakbari that our shayla b'negei misa is afilu ina misa yedea, that even in the case where Reuven doesn't know how much Shimon lost, and he's actually a shema dumi the takonis nigzal b'ishay, similar to the case we had before b'negei a nigzal b'negei the din of eish ina mavi yedea kama hifsan nizik. As in that case, it's talking about a case of tamun, and therefore the mazik did not know how much the nizik actually lost. And this is in the case where the mazik is a shema that we said also takonis nigzal b'ishay, and therefore when we continue with amei m'shayla, he's also asking in the case where it's a case of a shema the b'ilu masa yasta takanta aloi, and therefore we have a shayla: do we make this takana b'negei a masa, or do we not make this takana? The Gemara continues, and even though it seems that the Gemara will talk about a case of Tamun, which is relevant to the Hezek of Eish, however, our Gemara is actually be talking about a case of Hezek B'Yadayim. And the Gemara tells us that Hugavir, the Batash B'Kaspas of the Chavrei, that Reuven kicked the money box of Shimon, Shadya Benara, and Reuven caused the money box of Shimon to fall into the river, Osamari V'Oma, Hochi V'Hochi, Havali B'Gavah, and Shimon came to Bezdin, and he said that I had the following in this box, Yosef Ravashi, V'Kam Ayin Be'ikah Gavna Mai, and Ravashi was sitting and was Ma'ayin in the Shiloh, and he wanted to know what the din would be in this case. Amle Ravina Rav Acher b'Rei Rava. So Ravina said to Rav Acher b'Rei Rava of Amrilon. Some say it was Rav Acher b'Rei Rava or Rav Ashi. Rav Acher b'Rei Rava said it directly to Rav Ashi. Live Haina Masisin. Clearly, we should be able to bring a raya to this case from our Mishnah. The Tan, as we learned through the Mishnah, Umoinu Chacham Rav Yehuda, that Chacham Umoinu Rav Yehuda in the case of Malas Habira, where Reuven lit a fire directly onto Shimon's home, and therefore was considered a case of Mazir B'Yadayim Shemishalom Kol Meshabtaychay, that Reuven has to pay for anything that was in his home. Shekein Derek B'Nei Adam La'Niach B'Batim, as is normal for people to leave all types of things in the house, and therefore Reuven is chayiv for any damages that he caused, since he causes Hazir B'Yadayim, and is no Ptor Tamun, as it's not a case of Eish. So Amalei, so if Ash responded, either Katan Zuzi Hachinami, that Ina Chinami, if Shimon would actually say that I had $1,000 in his money box, then certainly Shimon could swear, and then Shimon could collect $1,000, just like we said beforehand, that Asu Takonis Nigzal B'Ishai. However, Hacha de Katan Magnisa, in our case, Shimon was claiming that he had diamonds and he had jewels in his money box. Therefore, Rav Ashi said, I have a sopik, my, what would be your din? Be Manche Inchi Magnisa B'Kaspasa Eloi, do we say that a person would place his jewels into a money box, or is it not normal for a person to do so? And as we said, according to Chumim, that the only thing that a person is responsible is only for things that are normal to keep in that area. And for example, in a home, it's normal to keep anything, and therefore you chayev for kol mash b'teichai. However, for example, as we said, if a person would go into the field of Shimon and burn down his haystack, and he claims that he had a wallet underneath the haystack, as we saw from Rava, that Chum argue on Rabbi Huda in that case as well, and they say that Reuven would not be chayev to pay for his wallet. Gemara is not pashut to shayla and ends off teiku. And Tesis points out, afilu yesh edim shohi b'ri magnisa, that even to an edim that there was a jewel in this box, b'boyle, still Rav Ashi had a shayla, the shemale b'boyle asuka daite lahachi, that still Reuven should not have thought that maybe there's a jewel in there, v'lo yavrinim may havale gabei da aske, and we don't see the same svar that we mentioned previously in the case where the woman was mazik the dina zah b'yadayim, that why would you go and be mazik this b'yadayim, kimin dole regili inshi lanuche klal, as since it's not normal for a person to place a diamond or precious jewel into a money box, and therefore Reuven would be potter for paying for this jewel, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Omri Rav Yehim, Rav Ashi, Rav Yehim, and said to Rav Ashi, turn kasa the kasa of Bir Mai, we said that even Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, that if Reuven goes and burns down the home of Shimon, then you have to pay for kol mashu b'teichai, as it's normal to place all types of things in your home. And Rav Yehim, therefore, now asks Rav Ashi, that what if a person tiny that he had a silver cup in his home, as that is a very expensive item. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded, Chazina, we will look at it, Iinish Amidhud, Islai kasa the kasa. We have to determine if this person is a wealthy person and it would be normal for him to have a silver cup in his home, then certainly you'd be chayiv, inami inish mehemnehu, or if he's a person that's a trustworthy person, demifkli inish kabei, and people would leave a silver cup in his home, mishtaba v'shokol, then in that case, Shimon would have the opportunity to swear and be able to collect from Reuven, v'iloi. However, if it's not normal for this person to have this type of item in his home, lav kol kamine, then even if Shimon would want to make a shvua that he had a silver cup in his home, he would not be believed, and Reuven would not be chayiv to pay for a silver cup. And this is what we meant beforehand when we said that the only time we said that we were also takonis nigzal b'ishoy is only in the cases where it is actually possible that this person had this thing hiding in this area. But if it's something where it's too expensive for this type of person, then certainly we would not believe him even with the shvua. And the Gemara continues with another shayla that was asked to Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Adar Bredar Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, ma bin gazal and chamsin, what is the difference between a gazal and a chamsin? And Taisus immediately tells us that for certain in the Torah there is no chil between the term gazal and the term chamsin. And our Gemara's question is, what is the difference between a gazlan rabbanon and a chamsin rabbanon? Because we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin that a sifo leim hagazlan v'chamsonim, and therefore clearly we see that on rabbanonic level there are two different categories, one called a gazlan and one called a chamsin. And Amalei and Rav Ashi responded, chamsin yav dami, that a chamsin pays money for whatever he takes. However, gazlan lo yav dami, a gazlan doesn't pay money. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Adar Breid Rav Avya, yes, Rav Ashi, yav dami, chamsin karisli, that if Reuven actually paid money to Shimon for this item, then how could you call Chamsin? As Va'om Rav Huna taught us, Tlu v'zavin zvini zvini, if someone forces someone to sell them an item and they actually pay money for that item, then it's considered a valid sale. And once something is considered a full-fledged sale, then he can't say that this person stole it and he's considered a Chamsin. And the Gemara answers, Loi kasha hadam reitzani, hadloi am reitzani. Vashi explains that in the case of Tlu v'zavin, that zvini zvini, in that case, although it's true that Reuven forced Shimon to sell him the item, but ultimately Shimon agreed to sell him the item, and therefore he's not considered a chamsin, and it's considered a valid sale. However, a person's considered a chamsin even in a case where he pays money, but ultimately Shimon never agrees to sell him the item, and in that case Reuven's considered a chamsin. And ultimately a gazlan refers to a case where Reuven steals an item from Shimon and he doesn't pay Shimon for the value of that item, and the chamsin drabbanon refers to a case where Reuven pays Shimon Shimon for an item, but ultimately Shimon doesn't say Reitzah. Even under duress, he never agreed to the sale. And Ayin Taisus, who says this as well, as he says, Chamsin Yav Dami, Chshalei Amar Reitzah, Nikin Mefarish, Al Menatiri Ein Apostle, but Medureisah, even though Shimon did not agree to the sale, Ein Apostle, Ruvin's not considered Apostle, El Hechad Le Yav Dami, only in the case where he's a Gazlin and he didn't actually give money, Al Hechad Le Yav Dami, but if Ruvin paid for this item, Kasha, Afagab Le Amar Reitzah, Afal Pishaiva, Lav Le Sachbait, and even though in the case where Ruvin actually paid money to Shimon, now although it's true that Ruvin is not considered a Gazlan deraisa and not a Chamsin deraisa, but ultimately he is oiva on the Issa of Leisachbaid. And we continue on Daf Samach Beis on Beis at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Gates Sheyotzu Mitachas HaPatrish V'Hizik Chayiv, that if Ruvin is a blacksmith and a spark comes out of his store and it causes damage to Shimon's item, then the blacksmith is Chayiv because it's Pesheya, as the blacksmith should have done his work further into his store and not in a place where the sparks could exit the store. And the Mishnah continues, and this part of the Mishnah we already spoke about in Daf Chav Beis, and the Mishnah states, Gamal Shari Toyin Pishtun, if Ruvin's camel is overloaded with flax, and he's going into Rishis Rabim, and his flax goes into the store of Shimon, and Ruvin's Pishtun gets burnt by the fire of the Chemini, then the flax that's on the Gamal goes and lights up a home, Baal Gamal Chayiv, in that case, the Baal Gamal will be Chayiv for any damages that this fire causes. And the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara had two explanations for our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yechon, Ishim and Shum Chitzav, then the din was based on Sererius, and according to Rish Lakish, that Ishim and Shum Moinai, then it have to be that the Gomel actually went around the entire Bira and he lit up the house in multiple places. Therefore, you weren't Chayiv for Ish, but the reason why you're Chayiv is because Reuven's animal now caused Hezek to Shimon's home, be a Dayim. And the Mishnah continued that the only time we said this was in the case of Gomel Shayitay and Pishtun, that his camel was all loaded with Pishtun, and the flax now entered the Chemri store. However, if the storekeeper had his light and had his fire outside of his store and it was unprotected, HaChemri Chayiv, then in that case, the Chenvri would be Chayiv and the Baal Gomel would be Pata, as in this case, the Baal Chenvri was Pesheya and the Baal Gomel was an Oinus. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh ben Chanukah Pata, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Chenvri when he had his Ner Chanukah outside of his store, and even though it was in Rishis Rabim, that the Chenvri would be Pata, and as we previously learned, that since there's a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, therefore he left it Rishis Chachamim, and therefore the Chenvri would be Pata, and it's clear that even though Rabbi Yehuda says ben Chanukah Pata, but it seems that Tanakama argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that even by Ner Chanukah, even though there was a mitzvah to light your Ner Chanukah in the Rishis Rabim, however, ultimately you should have supervised your fire, and therefore the Baal Chemri would still be Chayiv. And the Ridvar Masech Shabbos states, Min Hogam Hoyol Lahadlik Min Bechutz Mamish, that the minig was to light their Ner Chanukah Mamish outside in Rishis Rabim, Uchemuchem Masisin, the Gomel Oiv Rishis Rabim, the Ner Chanukah Pata, Vahatim Rishis Rabim Mamish, Mairi, and over there we're talking about a case where we placed the Mamish in Rishis Rabim. And our Gemara begins, Amar Ravina Mishmed Rav, Ravina says, name of Ravo, that since Rabbi Yehuda said ben Chanukah Yipata Shema Minam Rabbi Yehuda Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha B'Teicha Asra'ar, then it must be that the mitzvah L'chadchila of lighting Ner Chanukah is to place him in Eira at a point that's higher than 3 Tvachim off the ground and lower than 10 Tvachim, the Isak Kedaitach L'Maylam Asra'ar, as if you're going to say that the Menera has to be placed L'chadchila over 10 Tvachim Amayam Rabbi Yehuda Ner Chanukah Pata, then why would Rabbi Yehuda say that Ner Chanukah Yipata Leimulei, let the Nizik say to the Mazik Havle El Nucha L'Maylam Migam Over Echbay, that you should have placed Ner Chanukah at a point that's higher than my camel and its rider, El Lav Shmamina, Mitzvah Anicha B'Techa Sarah, and therefore it must be that since the Mitzvah Chila to place your Ner Chanukah underneath 10 Tvachim, therefore the Baal Gomel cannot have that Taina as Lemaisa Ruvin left the Brishus Chachamim, because this is the way to do Mitzvah Chila. And the Gemara answers, Amri Loi, La'ilim Eim Lachah Filu Mailam Asara, really I could tell you that Lechatchila you could even go and light your Ner Chanukah above 10 Tvachim, and Maya Amrit, Leimulei, Ibay Lachol Anuch Lemailam Migam of Rechvay, and your claim was that the Baal Gomel should tell the Chenvri that you should have placed in Ner Chanukah higher than my camel and any rider, but kivun mitzvah ka'asik kuli hayla t'ruchu rabbanon, that since this person is oisik a mitzvah Ner Chanukah and it is a mitzvah pursuing an isa, therefore the rabbanon would not matrich him to move it above 10 tfachim, therefore the Chenvri would be potter, even if the mitzvah l'chadchila of Ner Chanukah is not necessarily under 10 tfachim, even l'chadchila someone could light the Ner Chanukah above 10 tfachim. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Kana, Rav Kana stated, Dorish Rav Nosim Bar Menu that if someone lights the Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos, then it would be possible, just like they did by Sukkah and just like they did by Mavoi. And but again, Ner Chanukah, there's a special deal of Pesumin Issa, and since when an item is over 20 Amos high, is like Shalta Be'ina, therefore you can't place your Ner Chanukah over 20 Amos. And similarly, but again, Sukkah, where the Pasuk says, L'man Yedder Seichem, which is a mitzvah to know that you're in a sukkah. Therefore, since the when the schach is over 20 amis high, you're not shelter be'ina, so therefore it would not be a kosher sukkah. And similarly, b'negeid, a kura by a mavoi, that the reason why we have a kura is in order to create a hekar, and therefore the ma'ilam esu mama is like shelter be'ina, and therefore it's not considered a hekar. And I in top tesis who points out, tamer the havelin lemei miyamad, kid amirim b'reish b'sech the sukkah. And the b'sech the sukkah, the gemara yes and daf beis, that the mishnah stated sukkah shigavayla ma'ilam esu mama psula, and the mishnah b'sech this irvin states mavoi shigavayla esu mama yamad. And the gemara yes, why do we say the lashon yamad, and we tell us that the kantel b'negei mavoi and b'negei sukkah we say the lashon pasul. And the gemara answers sukkah deraisa tani psula mavoi drabbanon tani tekanta. Since we're discussing their Chanukah, which is drabbanon, we should also say yamad, and we should say the takana. And Taisa's answers two terutzim. That since we're going to compare the case of Nechanaka to Sukkah and Mavui, and by Sukkah we say Lashem Sula, therefore over here we also mention Lashem Pasul. As if we want to say the Takana B'negei Chanaka, we would actually have to be Marachin al Lashem V'loima Yichabe. You have to extinguish it via Mayit and then bring it down a level V'yachsev Yadlik, and then you have to relight it till Mayik Moishehim would like us Loisagi. And certainly once you lit it and it was above 20 Amis, you can't just take the menorah and now move it to a place that's lower than 20 amas, because we know hadlaka is a mitzvah, and that's why in our Gemara we said a lashon psula, which is much more simple, and then we would have to figure out actually what the dinim were and exactly how to fix the problem. And as Rabbi says, hachle efshel mister takanto the hechelimba yimai kedetani mavui lo efshel mishum hadlaka is a mitzvah vehilkachi efshel lo elishi yimai viyachabe viyachsi viyadlik vein ze tikkun el hadlaka acheres, and this would not even be a tikkun, and this is a different hadlaka, and therefore the actual lashon of the Gemara is actually correct. That's puzzle, and it's impossible to actually fix this actual hadlaka they previously did, and you have to go and do a brand new hadlaka, hadlaka kainis, hadlaka kainis, hadlaka kainis, and we begin a new parak and a new mishnah. Meruba midas tashlumi kefil midas tashlumi abba v'chamisha. The mishnah teaches us that there are more cases where kefil applies than cases where tashlumi abba v'chamisha applies. Shemidas tashlumi kefil nehegas bein medav sheish b'ruchayim bein medav sheish b'ruchayim, as the din of kefil applies and doesn't make a difference if the item that was stolen by the ganav has ruachayim and it's a live item, or if it's not a live item. However, midas tashlumi abba v'chamisha in nehegas al b'shar v'sel b'vad, the din of tashlumi abba v'chamisha is only going to be noig by a shar and seh and by other animals. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ki gedim v'ish shar oseh utvachay mechari, and therefore it only applies to bali chayim and not to inanimate objects. And certainly there was no question that the din of ficha can't apply to anything that's not a live animal. The mishnah is being mechadish does that even if Reuven steals an inanimate object and Reuven then goes and sells that item, that even so, Reuven will not chayiv above chamisha, as the chiv above chamisha doesn't apply to an inanimate object. And it will be a bit of a chiddush to say that the chiddush of the Mishnah is even by a case of tficha. And for example, in the case where Reuven goes and breaks the kli, then maybe we would say that shviyasan zui misasan, and maybe we'd be chayiv above chamisha, kamash mona, not chayiv above chamisha by an inanimate object. And the Mishnah continues, ein agoid of achagadam mishalm tashlum kefal, that if Reuven steals an item and then Shimon steals that item from him, then Shimon would not be chayiv to pay kefal. And as Rashi says, "Dechsev v'gunam beis ish v'bloyim beis haganav." In condition, v'leah tevech v'leah mecha achaganav misham tashlum av v'chamisha. And if Reuven stole an animal and then Shimon comes and shechs the animal, or he sells the animal, then Shimon will not be chayiv to pay tashlum above v'chamisha. And as we will see, that the only time that we have a chiyuv above v'chamisha is only if there's a chiyuv of kefal. But if there's no chiyuv of kefal, then there can never be a chiyuv of above v'chamisha. The Gemara begins that our Mishnah mentioned one case where kefal has a stronger chiyuv than above v'chamisha, as shemidas tashlum kefal nehegas bein medav sheish beruachayim and bein medav sheish beruachayim. Midas tashlum above v'chamisha is in nehegas el b'shar v'sel b'vad, and the Gemara therefore is v'ilu midas tashlum kefal nehegas bein beganav bein betainin tainas ganav. That another case that we could give, which is another nafkamina between kefal above v'chamisha, is b'negei tashlum kefal. It's noig both by a case of a ganav that actually steals an item, and it's also noig by a case of a shayim chinam, a claim that the item that he was responsible for guarding was stolen from him, and therefore he's potter for tashlumin, and Reuven actually goes and makes a shvua that the item was stolen, and then we have Edom to come and say that Reuven still has this item, and really Reuven lied and he swore falsely and he actually stole the item. And in that case, Reuven will be chayiv to pay kefal. However, we meet the tashlumi above chamisha in heges el begadav bavad. The Mishnah did not tell us that the din of tashlumi above chamisha is only noyed by a ganav, and it won't be relevant by a case of toyin tainas ganav. And for example, if Reuven claimed that the item that he was watching was stolen, and Reuven swore, and then Edom come and say that Reuven had the item, and not only did he have the item, but he actually shechted it or he sold it. In that case, Reuven would not be chayiv above a chamisha. And since we didn't mention this difference in the Mishnah, so Mesayelei L'Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, L'Chir Torah, it should be a riot to the dinner. Rabbi Abba said, not Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Echon, because Rabbi Abba said over the name of Rabbi Echon, Hatayin's Gadam Bukhod, Misham Tashlum Kefal, that if Ruvin is a Shay Mechinam, and he claims that the item was stolen, and he swears, and then Edom come and say that he lied, then he would be Chayiv to pay Kefal. And Rabbi Abba continues and says in the name of Rabbi Echon, that Tavachum Mocham, Misham Tashlum Abba Chamisha, that even in the case of Tayin's Gadam, there is a din that Ruvin would be Chayiv to pay Abba Chamisha if he shechted the animal or he sold the animal. Therefore, from our Mishnah, it seems to be a riot to this din of Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Bechon, and the Gemara continues, Ikadami and others have a different version. Let's say that this Mishnah is a riot to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Bechon, Tayin Tayin's Ganam Pukad, Misham Tashlum Kefal, and Tavim Chumach, Misham Tashlum Abba Chamisha. And by the fact that our Mishnah did not make a chiluk by the case of Tayin Tayin's Ganam between Kefal and Abba Chamisha, so Lachari should be a riot to this din of Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba instead of Rabbi Bechon. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is actually not a riot to this din of Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Bechon, as Mik Tani Ain Bain, our Mishnah not say there is no other chiluk between the case of Kefal and the case of Abba Chamisha. Merubik Tani, it just was telling us that there is a case where Kefal is stronger than Abba Chamisha, and there are more cases that Kefal applies than Abba Chamisha. Therefore, Tan Vishaya, it's possible that the Mishnah was only mentioning one case, but in Chanami, there would be other Nafkaminas, and another Nafkamina would be that the din of Kefal would apply to Tayin Tainas Ganav, and the din of Abba Chamisha would not apply by Tayin Tainas Ganav. And as Rashi says, Mik Tani Ein Bein Davi Davka, which would be Mashmah, that these are only Chalukim Vali Shaya Midi, and the Mishnah did not leave out anything. Merubik Tani, Tzasad Varim, was saying partial list, Shazu Meruba, Azu, Vishaya, but in Chanami, you could leave out from that list. And let's point out that since our Mishnah used Lashim Ruba, therefore the Mishnah didn't have a complete list, and it's possible to even leave out one idea, and we didn't have to leave out multiple ideas, and that's why the Gemara doesn't ask, my Shaya the High Shire. Jankin, if a Mishnah would state the Lashon Ein Bein, and then we would leave out one item, then the Gemara would ask, my Shaya the High Shire, that since the Lashon Ein Bein generally means that there are no other chilukim, and we find that there is one other chiluk, then why didn't the Mishnah mention that chiluk as well? And therefore, the Gemara in those cases would ask, my Shaya the High Shire. However, I didn't taste the deal asking Rubik Tani, Tan of Shaya, with Tais in the middle, Tais is, bin Taimah, my Shaya the High Shire, be Shlomo the Shaya, Tainas Ganav Babeda. If someone is watching an item and then he has a Tainas Ganav, then he would pay Kefal, but if it was Tafel Chumacha, he would not pay above Chamisha, and I didn't taste this for other cases as well. Although when we learned the Gemara, and the Gemara stated, Mik Tani, Ein Bein, we understood that the Gemara was knocking the Raya off, both according to the first and second version of the Gemara. However, I in the beginning of Taisis, Berubik Tani, Tan of Ishaya, where Taisis seems to be Mechala between the two Lashonis of the Gemara, I in Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Shemidit Tashlum Kefal, Nehegas, Bein Bedav Sheish Beruah Chaim, Bein Bedav Sheish Beruah Chaim. The din of Kefal is Noyeg, both by Bali Chaim as well as inanimate objects. And the Gemara begins and asks, Menon Emili, what is the Makar that the Shlum Kefal is Noyeg even by inanimate object? As the Tan Rabbanon, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk states in Pashmish Shbatim, al kol dva pesha al shor al chamor al se al salmo al kol avedah shiyim akiyuzah ad halihim yovid vashdeim ashe yashin alihim yishalim shtayim l'reyehu. And this pasuk is discussing the din of a shoy mechinam, and if he claims that the item was stolen, then as long as the shoy mechinam makes a shvua, then the shoy mechinam would be pata, and then if Edom come and say that the shoy mechinam actually stole the item, then the shoy mechinam would be chayiv kefal. The Gemara will now explain that even though the pasuk specifies that we're talking about a case of a shor al chamor al se or a salmo, and it doesn't seem to be talking about every single item in the world. However, Zokta Gemara, that is a klal of Prada klal, as the Pasuk says, Akol Devar Pesha, which is a klal, and it seems you're going to be chayiv on everything, but then the Torah says four different pratim, Ashar, Achamar, Aser, Val Salma, and all of those are pratim, and those are prat, Akol Aveda, and then the Pasuk continues and says, Akol Aveda, Ashiyem, Akiyuzer, Chaz V'Kolal. Therefore, we go and we set a general rule again. Of course, as we say in the morning, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'Shleisha Sudimidish, Ha'Tar Nedreshben, and one of the Shleisha Sudimidish is a klal of Prada klal. And as we know, when you have a klal or prat a klal, you have to done elakeinah prat, and the teres mechayiv a shoy mechinim that is tayin tayin's ganav to pay kefal in all cases that are similar to the pratim. And the Gemara explains ma prat mefur davar metaltel v'gufay moment, and just like the pratim that we're referring to are things which are metaltelin and they're also intrinsically valuable, afkavol davar metaltel v'gufay moment, and therefore by any item which is something which is metaltelin and it's also something which intrinsically has value, then the Torah teaches us that the shoy mechinim would have to pay kefal, and yatzuk hakoyish in metaltelin, and this excludes kaka because it's not metaltelin. Yotze avodim, and it excludes avodim. Shukushukla kakois, as the pasuk says, v'sichat moisel v'reichem achreichem l'resh achuza, and yotze shtaris, and this also includes shtaris. Sha'afu pisha metaltelin, as even though it's movable, ain't gufa mamon, but there is no intrinsic value of a shtar. As the reason why a person would have a shtar is only in order to collect money, but the actual paper doesn't have actual intrinsic value. And as Rashi says, ain't gufa mamon el gurmin l'gvois mamon. Finally, since the end of the pasuk states, "Asher yashin alihim yishalim shneim l'reyu yotze hegdish," that we include the din of kefal b'negeya case where someone is guarding something for hegdish, as reyu ksiv, as the pasuk says, "Lashon reyu," which comes to exclude that if Reuven steals an item from hegdish, that Reuven would not be chayiv to pay kefal. The Gemara will continue and discuss this b'risa in great detail, and we will stop over here.